Thank you, Randall. Welcome to Sports Saturday here on the first Saturday in October. And with the fall chill in the air, we've got classic high school football for you in about a half hour. It'll be from the first round of the 2007 playoffs. This was a heck of a ball game. Carthenville headed east over to Carmi White County. They were the underdogs, and they sprung the upset with a big-time goal line stand as they won it in walk-off fashion. It was a heck of a day back in 2007, and we'll bring you the Cavies and Carmi White County coming up about 9:30 here on WSMI FM 106. So classic football on the way, but first we're going to talk about a classic track event, the Macoupin County Track Meet, the oldest invitational in the state. This thing is basically on par with the modern Olympics. Those started in 1896, the Macoupin County Track Meet just a few years later in 1904. Now, Tom Emery, great local historian, and Dave Yokish, longtime Carthenville track coach. They've been working on this Macoupin County Meet project here for a number of years. Volume 1 has already been released. That covered the beginning of the track meet up until 1978. Now Volume 2 is out. That is the boys' meet from 1979 to 2019. Volume 3 documents the girls' Macoupin County track meet, which began in 1973. We will have our conversation with Dave Yokish coming up in just a moment here on Sports Saturday. We begin, though, with the author of the booklets on the history of the Macoupin County Track Meet, Mr. Tom Emery.
As I read through your work here, one of my thoughts was, how many decades of yearbooks did you comb through? Because you have thoughts and quotes from yearbooks that takes a lot of time and effort to find, my friend.
I went to every public library in Macoupin County that had yearbooks from any participating schools. I would also like go through and find the track portion. I examined, because I was trying to find as much information on each team as possible. And if they had anecdotes, the yearbooks at Southwestern Mount Olive were very good for that. I thought those were added to what track was about here in Macoupin County. I thought those had a place in the research.
And you're a historian, you're a researcher, it's what you do, and I always marvel at projects like this over such a long period of time. How do you even begin something like this?
Well, it's something I really enjoy, first and foremost. It's time-consuming, but for me it's not as daunting or as insurmountable as people may think. I kind of have an idea of what I want to do with it. I know how much time I want to spend on each meet. So I kind of have an idea of how I want to go about it, what the final product's going to look like when I'm even starting to research. I don't know how organized the research I am, but I try to be as thorough as possible. I've had people tell me that, which is a real compliment to me. I appreciate that.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, that's fine. But for me, it's so much fun, so enjoyable, and so rewarding that it doesn't really feel that much like work.
And that's really what makes it a really enjoyable experience for the reader too, because that comes through you can sense your joy and passion through the words jumping out at you. And you also talk to a lot of these athletes. What were those conversations like when you get athletes remembering high school events that happened decades prior?
Let me say this, the track people are some of the most interesting people that I've ever talked to in any sport that I've done. I've written about sports on the high school, the college level. I've done a little bit of pro sports history. Track athletes and track coaches are some of the most interesting people because of their passion. Where did you just use a minute ago? They have such a love of track. They look at track differently than those of us who aren't in it. They look at their sport differently than many people do, than other athletes or coaches do. It stays fresh to them. You can tell they think about track a lot. They talk about it a lot. It's really fun to talk to track people because it's such a different and interesting experience. I can't say that enough.
And when we were talking with Dave Yokish about the differences in track, where you have the team competition and the individual competition, and from a team perspective, Tom, and you, there's a lot of it in the booklet, the Carthenville-Gillespie rivalry really has defined the Macoupin County track meet for a number of decades now.
It really did, man. A lot of that goes back to personality. Dave and Jerry Grandone, who is one of the great gentlemen of the sport and one of the great people you meet. They became synonymous with the Coupon County Track. I know their name adorns a significant track event today, and that's well-deserved. They were the two top programs from in many of the Macomb County meets we've had. The natural rivalry the two schools and towns have, it really came to define the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s for Macomb County track.
And when we talk about the girls' meet started in 1973, I think you said it perfectly in the booklet. And not surprisingly, it came and went without little fanfare. That has changed over the years.
It really has. I make the argument in the girls' booklet as well. The girls' meet has come farther than the boys' meet has in a shorter amount of time. The boys' meet's one of the oldest high school sporting events in the state of Illinois. The girls' meet did in a shorter time and came further because in the 1970s, you mentioned a few minutes ago how easy or hard it is to find this stuff. It is extremely difficult to find much in way of records, newspaper accounts, and girls' track in the 1970s. Within just a few years, it was front-page news in most county papers, particularly for the winning schools. So it came a long way and actually holds some of the more cherished records of the meets. So you can go back to, say, Title IX, you can say the advent of girls' sports, the growth of them. It's surely seen in the Macomb County girls' track meet.
Talking with Tom Emery here. And Tom, I'm just curious, as you delved into this, there had to be certain years, certain meets that just stood out for whatever the reason may have been. What were some of the more intriguing meets that we've seen here?
For the boys, some that stood out with the 1996 meet with the powerhouse Carnival team with Tunde Ridley that went on to win the state title. The Grandoni and Jokic years were always fascinating. For the girls' meet, I think 1988 was one that really stood out to me. I've heard of that as a star-studded meet because you had some of the top Carnival girls' teams, some that went on to win individual titles in Charleston. Also, you had Staunton, Brenner, Becky Coyne won a state title from that year. The 1988 girls' meet, it was just full of stars, full of great stories, and that was really the story that stood out to me of all the girls' meets. In addition to the first one, because you always have to start somewhere, this primitive, humble beginnings of the meet in 1973.
And Tom, I know Dave Jokic was a huge part of this project, but Andy Easton, fingerprints all over it.
Andy, it was the unquestioned authority on all things sports in Macoupin County. I had the privilege, and Andy and his wife were really great to loan me all the materials I needed for this. You can't imagine the amount of research that Andy Easton collected. Just remarkable. There were literally several file cabinets, several feet high, in a sitting area. You just can't imagine how much research that man collected. That made my job a lot easier.
And the research is a big part of it, but I mean, in this day and age, it takes backing from sponsors, and you got great support.
We did. Our presenting sponsors, the Goodman Agency, Carnival Eye Care, Plaza Truck, and CTMI, Carnival Truck Equipment Manufacturing, were great to back me on this. I had a lot of donors along the way. There are too many to mention here. All I can say to all of you is thank you, because you really made this project possible, and I can't thank you enough and stress how important all of you were, particularly our presenting sponsors.
Tom, great work here. Fascinating. Both volumes here are just beautifully done. And how do folks get their hands on these booklets? So maybe if they haven't gotten volume one yet, how do they do it?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of those left, I'll say that. But volumes two and three are being sold by the individual high schools of Macoupin County, because all proceeds from this project go to support the high school track teams of Macoupin County. This is not a for-profit venture. So I've sent press release out that should be hanging the local papers now. It will have contact information. All you can do is contact the high school of your choice, the athletic director, the track coach, the principal. You'll be routed someplace wherever you want to go. So just talk to the individual high schools as to how to get a booklet in your hands. They cost $10 a piece.
$10 a piece. And you allude to it in the book, but kind of when we got to the year 2000, we started to see kind of numbers go down a little bit on track teams. And at that point, money and resources start to become an issue. So a venture like this, with the money going back to the track programs, not only are you documenting the great history of this meet, but in the process, hopefully you're going to be able to help some of these track programs moving forward.
Well, I hope so. That was something that Dave and I talked about early on with this project. And I honestly don't know if I came up with the idea or he did, but it's something we felt very strongly about. And if we can support the track teams, because they are such a big part of Macoupin County sports, one of the longest running programs in Macoupin County sports, that I think really makes it worthwhile.
Tom, great work. I always enjoy talking to you. And I just want to get one thought on what your summer was like with no lug nuts.
Oh, geez. Anyone knows me knows I'm a Lansing lug nuts fan, who used to be the former Sultans of Springfield. I log on and look and keep follow the progress all the time. One of the saddest things, I think, of all the cancellations we had, and I don't mean to blow this up into more than it was the loss of minor league baseball.
Yeah.
That is a big part of communities, and I felt really sad about that.
No, that's exactly right. No, the minor league baseball is so fun and so great for so many reasons, and I did think of you when I heard minor league baseball is canceled. That was the first thing I thought of. Oh, no lug nuts.
The lug nuts, yeah. It was hard taking it. And say an awful lot of bad things going on in the world right now. I don't mean to blow it up into something that isn't, but it's one of the main things that people had to deal with in recent times.
It is. And Tom Emery, great work on the history of this Macoupin County track meet, volumes 2 and 3, covering the boys and the girls. Great work, sir, and we'll talk again.
My pleasure, Tim. Thank you.
That was Tom Emery. Coming up after the break, we will have our conversation with Dave Yokish when Sports Saturday rolls on.
We are happy to be joined by Dave Yokish. Dave, of course, the godfather of track in Macoupin County. And Dave, we're going to talk about the great Macoupin County track meet here. And we're going to focus on more recent times, but you're talking about an event that kind of runs parallel to the modern Olympics. My goodness.
Yes, when I first came to Carlinville, I started looking into the history of Macoupin County that goes back to 1904. It is the oldest invitational in the state of Illinois. Very rich in tradition from the beginning on. Schools have changed over the years. In fact, originally Auburn was part of the Macoupin Association. And it was not only track and field meet, but also oratorical in nature. And schools took the afternoon off and came to the central site to enjoy the county oratorical and athletic association. More recently, though, and a few years back, I started thinking that some of this history would be neat if it were put into a book. And immediately Tom Emery came to mind, mm-hmm. because I knew his ability to write history, his appreciation for sports and athletics in general, and it worked out to be a perfect fit for this kind of project.
And we've got volume 2, which focuses on the boys meet, volume 3, which focuses on the girls meet. And as you alluded to, Tom did a wonderful job of compiling all this and putting it together. And when you read through these, There's two distinct lines, the team competition and the individual competition when it comes to track and field. Let's start with the team competitions. Every school has kind of had their time, albeit some short for others, longer for some, but the Carlinville-Gillespie rivalry in a lot of ways has defined the Macoupin County track meet, certainly over the last 40 to 50 years.
That's for sure, and Coach Grandoni was every bit as competitive towards the team total title as I was, but we had that rare ability to compete face-to-face, get along well, and respected each other's coaching ability. So it was a wonderful competitive relationship through many, many years.
And, of course, with track and field, if you're going to be successful as a team, you have to have the depth. And that is certainly something that you had at Carlinville for a long, long time.
I'm afraid I overworked myself over the years recruiting. most student athletes at Carbonville will tell you that I got a visit from them at least once, if not multiple years. In fact, I had a relay place at state that had two members on it that didn't say yes until their fourth and final senior year.
And when we think about the Macoupin County track meet, the books allude to it, but there was also a good number of times where the participants of the Macoupin County meet wound up at the state meet.
And Tom Emery did such a wonderful job in relaying that information in the booklets. You'll not only get a history of each year at the county, both on the boys and girls side, but also he did a wonderful job indicating those who went on to medal at state. And it makes you aware of the fact that there were individuals that weren't necessarily competing for a team title that did well at the county and also at state level.
And as far as the individuals go, Tunde Ridley obviously is number one at the top of the list. Everybody knows about his exploits and what he's gone on to do with his life. But, man, when you start looking at the history individually in this event, there are a lot of great performances that really do stand out.
Yes. Here's a story that's not in the book that a lot of people may not be aware of. Tunde, who is still the Class 1A state record holder in the long jump, did not win the long jump his senior year at the county meet.
Isn't that something, Dave? It reminds me of 1993, the Staunton Bulldogs in basketball won the state tournament but lost the county championship to Verdon. Very similar and funny how that works out.
In this case, the long jump had started. I was busy inside the building with the other coaches going through the scratch meeting, last-minute scratches to finalize the heats. When I came out, I was told immediately Tunde didn't make it to the finals. He scratched all three times.
And you thought, I must have heard that wrong.
He was used to me being around to make any fine-tuning adjustments in his approach. And for that meet, I wasn't there to do that. And all he had to do was play it safe. He didn't take off 2 feet behind the board, and he would have got a qualifying jump. So Amit Chopra, who is a teammate of Tunde's, will tell you that he won the county at Ridley's senior year.
Those are some bragging rights right there, Dave. That is good stuff.
I'm afraid he still uses those bragging rights with Robert Tunde.
I would. And, Dave, the fact that record state still stands, you think about all just the physical advancement in the athlete since 1994, that speaks volumes to Tunde and what he was doing back then.
Yeah. This is a side note that track coaches would appreciate. Throughout Tunde's long jump career, I did not have him fully extend his feet at the end of the jump because there were many pits that we competed at that were basically not very soft, pretty hard, and I was afraid of injury. So I, even at the state meet, did not have him extend completely. He probably had at least 6 inches, if not another foot, in his jumps his senior year, but we knew he had the potential to win four events at state, so we tried to keep him healthy. In fact, his long jump state record was the last jump of the day, and the judges did not rake the pit, and I took a picture of his feet, footmarks, in the sand at the state meet.
That's a Kodak moment right there, Dave.
Yes.
And, you know, when I think about, as I was reading through, got to the end, it talked about, you know, you think about the family connections that come through an event like this when it lasts as long as it did. The Landon family, they're kind of I guess, the first family of the county track meet in some ways.
Yes, but as you read through Tom's book, you will see that there were more than one family, and not necessarily just Carlinville, that made their mark in history on the county meet. That's one of the really good folklores of the Macoupin County, is how different families had a real mark in the history of the county.
And in 1973, we had the first girls' county track meet that was held in Carlinville. And that, of course, set off a new line of history to be made. And we'll talk about Kelsley Card in a moment, Dave, but think about those Gillespie teams in the mid-90s. Christine Polo, Jody Ottersberg, they were doing some special things back then.
Correct. Both Gillespie and Carlinville had state quality teams during the county meet era, and had a real mark at state with their presence, both the Gillespie teams and the Carlinville teams.
When you think back to the early 70s and kind of the inception of girls track in Macoupin County, what were your thoughts, expectations, and hopes as girls track would get moving forward?
Shame on me for telling this story. I used to quietly giggle to myself because they were having trouble getting the meet organized, yet they were bound determined to get it done right, and really didn't seek a lot of help from veterans who had done meet organizations. So I kind of giggled under my breath that they didn't know how to run a meet. Well, I paid for that giggle because I went to a sectional boys meet at a school that I will leave unnamed, and it was probably the worst organized sectional meet that I ever went to in my history. And I told myself, don't laugh at girls meet organization anymore, because I was part of it. I spent the whole meet on the games committee trying to make decisions to correct that meet. So they had their growing pains, but boy, oh boy, they sure developed good girls programs.
And that's been, you know, a strength of Macoupin County, not just in track, but multiple sports, is the athletic ability of the girls in the county has been really second to none to surrounding counties for a long period of time now.
I agree. They grew up fast in a variety of sports, and very impressive as to how rapidly programs develop to a state quality level.
Obviously, the premier moment for Macoupin County track came in 2016 when Kelsey Card made the Olympics and competed down in Brazil. But when we think back to her high school days, and it's interesting, in the book Tom talks about how she was reminded to go back to those high school glory days and think about the dominance when she was in her collegiate career, and my gosh, did Kelsey dominate her high school days.
Unbelievable. Her consistency, her development over the time period from junior high through high school, she just kept getting better and better and better, and that can build pressure up on yourself if you're not careful. And she had the rare ability to not only be super talented, but kept from putting pressure on herself so she could still compete well.
Dave, one final thing here. You had personally so much success at Carlinville at the Macoupin County Tournament, but as you kind of think back 114 years of this event, what are a few of the just moments, highlights to you that stick out?
It was more long-term than anything, being able to be strong as a team for that many years in a row. Was one of the things that I really wanted to do. it wasn't really till later in my career that we developed some athletes that were highly successful at the state level as well. So it was really the team consistency every year, plugging away, getting a lot of kids out, developing a team atmosphere. And there were more than several meets that came down to the wire. They were very close, and we just somehow were able to pull it out here and there to win as many team titles as we did.
And it was an impressive run. And Dave, one final thing, of course, I know Andy Easton was a big part of this project.
For sure. When you use the term godfather, you better throw Andy Easton in there,
right?
Because he was the godfather of Macoupin Athletics. He had that ability to be coach savvy and be a grandpa to his athletes at the same time. And they would run through a brick wall for him, whether it be the football players, the girls' track athletes, the girls' basketball athletes. They really did everything they could do to succeed for Andy.
That was longtime Carletonville track coach Dave Jokisch. And thanks to Dave and Tom Emery, not only for their time today, but for their great work documenting the history of the Macoupin County track meet. And you can pick up those booklets at any Macoupin County high school. That is going to do it here for Sports Saturday here on the third day of October. Stay tuned. On the other side, classic high school football, the first round of the 2007 playoffs, Carletonville at Carmi White County, comes your way next here on WQSMI FM 106.